Welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by.
You, oh my, do I, honey, did I do? Do I need you, oh my, do I, honey, did I do? I'm glad that I'm the one who found that's why I'm always hanging around you. Do I love you? Oh my, do I, honey, did I do?
Voice of Nat King Cole along with his trio from 1950. The delightful rendition of the song Deed I Do, written by Walter Hirt and Fred Rose. And they start off this morning's show, and we have a selection of lovely voices for you this morning. We have all vocals this morning. Well, of course, we have the orchestras and the groups as well, but singers from recordings from the 1940s and the 1950s, and I think you'll find that they're all very familiar names. And we'll get going with our next performer, a very famous name in jazz, Billie Holiday. She started out in the early 1930s and sang for a while with groups organized by Teddy Wilson. We'll hear her from 1947, and she's moved on now. She's tending to sing with larger orchestras as well as smaller groups, and these are recordings that she made for the Decca label. And in this case, she's singing with an orchestra led by Bob Haggart of the Bob Crosby Orchestra fame, with some nice trumpet, by the way, from Billy Butterfield. And they will bring us the number There Is No Greater Love, written by Isham Jones and Marty Symes. Then we'll move forward to 1956, to a young crooner who was really getting well into his solo career at that point. Victor Mohn was a fairly rare example in those days of a singer who never actually sang as a big band singer. Most of the singers that we will hear this morning started out as effectively one of an organization, but Vic always had a solo career, and we will hear him with the lovely Jerome Kern Oscar Hammerstein number, All the Things You Are, from 1956. And then we'll go back to 1941 to one of the band singers that started out with the bands and went on to a solo career, and that is the lovely Helen Forrest. She started with Artie Shaw, moved on to Benny Goodman, and that's who we'll hear her with this morning. And they recorded a number of songs, quite a few actually. We'll hear one from 1941, and it is a very famous number. Again, the melody from Jerome Kern, and the lyrics from Otto Harbach, was featured in the musical Roberta, which opened on Broadway in 1933. And it is a very famous number, Smoke Gets in Your Eyes. Three more songs, three more singers, and some wonderful musicians. And we'll go now to Billie Holiday and There Is No Greater Love.
What I feel for you, no greater love, no heart so true. There is no greater thrill than what you bring to me. No sweeter song than what you sing to me. You're the sweetest thing I have ever known, and to think you are mine alone. There is no greater love in all the world, it's true. No greater love than what I feel for. I have ever known, and to think that you are mine alone. There is no greater love in all the world, it's true. Than what I feel for you.
The promised kiss of springtime that makes the lonely winter seem long. You are the breathless hush of evening that trembles on a brink of a lovely song. You are the angel glow that lights a star. The dearest things I know are what you are. Someday my happy arms will hold you, and someday
thank you.
listening to I've Heard That Song Before. We're on your dial at CHUO 89.1 FM, coming to you from the University of Ottawa. And this morning we're listening, as we do each Sunday morning at this time, to songs from days gone by. This morning, songs from the 1940s and the 1950s, featuring some of the lovely voices that were around at the time. And lots of familiar names and familiar voices today. We just heard from Helen Forrest from 1941 with the Benny Goodman Orchestra. Of course, Benny on clarinet on that one, as ever. Smoke Gets in Your Eyes was the tune, written by Jerome Kern and Otto Harbach. Before that, we heard another song written by Jerome Kern with lyrics this time by Oscar Hammerstein. All the Things You Are from 1956, brought to us by the rich voice of Vic Damone. And we started out with Billie Holiday from the late 1940s, 1947, in fact, with a lovely version of the Isham Jones, Marty Symes number, There Is No Greater Love, with a lovely, delicate trumpet solo, accompaniment by Billy Butterfield as part of the Bob Haggart Orchestra. Well, as I said, we have singers for you this morning, and the next three are particularly famous. At the time and today still, Bing Crosby. What a lovely voice he had, and a spectacular career. And he had that lovely rich voice, so relaxed sounding. He really invented the art of crooning as it came to be known. We'll hear him from 1946 with the tune Among My Souvenirs. That was written by Edgar Leslie and Horatio Nichols. And another equally famous name, this time a lady, Ella Fitzgerald, perhaps the preeminent jazz vocalist of the time. She also had that wonderful, rich voice, amazing style. We frequently listen to her from the 50s and early 60s with excerpts from the many recordings she made for her songbook collection of her interpretations of the great songwriters' standard tunes, and we'll hear her from the Gershwin songbook, along with the Nelson Riddle Orchestra, and the song written by George and Ira Gershwin, I Was Doing All Right. And that was from 1959. And then we'll go back to 1951, to a young singer who was getting pretty much established in the field with his wonderful voice too, very rich and amazing interpretive skills, belonging to Mel Torme. He's going to bring us a number written by Hoagie Carmichael with lyrics by Frank Lesser. I think you've heard this one before. Heart and Soul. Three songs, three wonderful singers, and we'll go now to Bing Crosby with Among My Souvenirs.
Nothing left for me of days that used to be. I live in memory among my souvenirs. Some letters tied with blue, a photograph or two. I see a road from you among my souvenirs. A few more tokens rest within my treasure chest. And though they do their best to give me consolation, I count them all apart, and as the teardrops start, I find a broken heart among my souvenirs. Oh, fill more talk and rest within my treasure chest. And though they do their best to give me consolation, I count them all apart, and as the teardrops start, I find a broken heart among my souvenirs.
Used to lead a quiet existence, always had my peace of mind, kept all man trouble at a distance. My days were silver lined. Right on top of the world I sat, but look at me now, I don't know where I'm at. I was doing all right, nothing but rainbows in my sky. I was doing all right till you came by. Had no cause to complain. Life was as sweet as apple pie. Never noticed the rain till you came by. But now, whenever you're away, can't sleep night and suffer all the day, I just sit and wonder if love isn't one big blunder. But when you hold me tight, tingling all through, I feel somehow I was doing all right. But I'm doing better than ever now. Suffer all the day, I just sit and wonder if love isn't one big blunder. But when you hold me tight, tingling all through, I feel somehow I was doing all right. But I'm doing better than
in love with you, heart and soul, the way a fool would do madly, because you held me tight. stole a kiss in the night. Heart and soul, I beg to be adored, lost control, and tumbled overboard gladly. That magic night we kissed, there in the moon mist. Oh, but your lips were thrilling, much too thrilling. Never before were mine so strangely willing. But now I see what one embrace can do. Look at me, it's got me loving you madly. That little kiss you stole held all my heart and soul. Got me loving you madly. That little kiss you stole held all my heart and soul. Three
singers with very rich voices and some phenomenal interpreter skills. We just heard from a young Mel Torme from 1951 with Hoagy Carmichael's Heart and Soul. Before that, Ella Fitzgerald always does an impeccable performance. And she was joined by Nelson Riddle on George and Ira Gershwin's I Was Doing All Right from 1959. And we started out with the one and only Bing Crosby from 1946, Among My Souvenirs. And you are listening to I've Heard That Song Before. We're here at the University of Ottawa on your dial at CHUO 89.1 FM. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and this morning we're listening to some very fine singers from the 1940s and the 1950s. And we have some very familiar names for you this morning. We're going to carry on with more singers this morning and go now to an artist who had a very long and varied career in the entertainment field. She started out as a jazz singer with the Les Brown Orchestra in the early 1940s, went on to have a movie career and a television career, along with an extensive solo recording career. And that, of course, is Doris Day. Well, she had a lovely voice. We'll hear her from 1957 with Paul Weston and his Music from Hollywood. Paul Weston, of course, one of the great conductors and arrangers. They'll bring us a number written by Marty Symes, Jerry Livingston, and Al Nyberg, entitled Under a Blanket of Blue. And then we'll hear from another gentleman from 1948. Who else but Old Blue Eyes himself, Frank Sinatra. What a marvelous interpretive skill he had. Very, very intimate style. And he could sing ballads beautifully. He could sing the hot numbers beautifully. And he could do the jazz along with the best of them. We're going to hear him from 1948 with a Cole Porter number that was featured in the Broadway musical of that year, Kiss Me, Kate. And the tune is Why Can't You Behave? And then we'll go forward another decade to 1958 to a lady who had an equally extensive career in the entertainment field. Lena Horne started out in the 1930s and went on to perform in just about every part of the entertainment field. And we'll hear her from 1958, with a number written by Julie Stein, Adolph Green, and Betty Comden. And again, I'm sure you've heard this one before, Just in Time. And that'll be Lena Horne. And we'll start with Doris Day and Under a Blanket of Blue.
Under a blanket of blue, just you and I beneath the stars, wrapped in the arms of sweet romance. The night is ours. Under a blanket of blue, let me be thrilled by all your charms. Darling, I know my heart will dance within your arms. A summer night. Enthralling me so, the night would be tragic if you weren't here to share it, my dear, covered with heaven. Let's dream a dream of love for two, wrapped in the arms of sweet romance, under a blanket of blue.
Baby can be your slave.
behave. There's a farm I know near my old hometown. Where we two can go and try settling down. There I'll care for you forever, 'cause you're all in the world I crave. But baby, why can't you behave? I said I'll care for you forever, 'cause you're all in the world I crave. But why can't you behave? Baby, I'm all confused.
Face down in the gutter. Life was serene. I knew where I was at. There's no hope for her, my dearest friends would mutter. I was something dragged in by the cat. Then just in time, I found you just in time. Before you came, my time was running low. I was lost. The losing dice were tossed. My bridges all were crossed. Nowhere to go. Now you're here, and now I know just where I'm going. No more doubt or fear. Just in time, you found me just in time, and changed my lonely life that lovely day. Came just in time. You found me just in time and changed my lonely life that lovely day.
And that was wonderful version of Just in Time, brought to us by Lena Horne from 1958. Before that, we heard the incomparable Frank Sinatra from 1948 with a Cole Porter number from his Broadway musical Kiss Me, Kate. Why Can't You Behave? And we started out with the wonderful tones of Doris Day from 1957, Under a Blanket of Blue, written by Jerry Livingston Al Nyberg and Marty Symes.
For the finest in jazz, tune in to In Transition with me, Randy McElligott, every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. Coming to you from the University of Ottawa, I feature jazz from the past, present, and everything in between. That's In Transition, Sundays on CHUO FM 89.1.
Well, you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa, and we are on CHUO 89.1 FM. And Sunday mornings at this time, we bring you music from the 1930s, 40s, 50s, and into the early 60s. It certainly was chock full of many, many artists of great talent, both instrumentally and also all those wonderful singers. And it is the singers that we are particularly celebrating today. And we're going to go now to another lovely voice from Buddy Clark. Well, he started out in the 1930s and sang on radio, sang with a lot of dance bands. And he went on, of course, to have a wonderful career in the 1940s on radio and, of course, all those many, many recordings. Well, he had a voice like Bing Crosby, a very rich voice, very relaxed sounding, an immense color to his voice. His interpretive skills were widely recognized and much respected. Well, we're going to hear him with one of my favorite of his recordings, and I play it fairly often, and I'm going to play it again this morning. It was written by Alfred Bryan and Fred Fisher, and it is Peg of My Heart from 1947. And after Buddy Clark, we will go back to 1940 to a young singer who had actually a very brief career as a professional singer. She started out in 1935 with the Benny Goodman Orchestra, and that is Helen Ward. She was in her very early 20s at the time, and she sang with the Goodman Orchestra for a couple of years, and then she actually retired from the musical business. And fortunately for us, she came back and made lots of recordings with the smaller groups. And one of the groups that she made a lot of recordings with was a mixture of musicians led by pianist Teddy Wilson. And we will hear that combination this morning. Well, Helen Ward will provide the lyrics, Teddy Wilson the piano, Bill Coleman on trumpet, Benny Morton on trombone, Jimmy Hamilton on clarinet, Al Hall on bass, Eddie Gibbs on guitar, and Yank Porter on drums. And it's another Gershwin tune. Another particular favorite of mine. Helen will bring us But Not For Me. And we'll start with Buddy Clark, Peg of My Heart.
My darling, peg of my heart, I love you, don't let us part. I love you, I always knew it would be you. Since I heard your lilting laughter, it's your Irish heart I'm after, peg of my heart. Your glances make my heart say, how's chances? Come be my own, come make your home in my heart. Thank you. love you, dear little girl. Sweet little girl, sweeter than the rose of Erin, are your winning smiles endearing, peg of my heart. Your glances with Irish art entrances, come be my own, come make your home in my heart. There's lots of room for Peg, sweet little Peg of my
listening to. I've heard that song before on CHUO 89.1 FM, and thanks very much for joining me today. Do please stay with us. Randy's joining us in just a few moments with 2 hours of great jazz coming up, and we'll be back next week with more music from days gone by. We have one more for you this morning. We're going to invite back into the studio two of our performers this morning, and that is Bing Crosby and Frank Sinatra. And it's actually a snippet taken from the Bing Crosby radio show from March of 1954. And it's a medley. Bing Crosby and Frank Sinatra will bring us three songs. Till We Meet Again, Meet Me Tonight in Dreamland, and There's a Long, Long Trail.
Friends, Mr. Sinatra and I will now sing a medley of three well-known selections. Till We Meet Again, Meet Me Tonight in Dreamland, and There's a Long, Long Trail. Mr. Trotter, if you please.
Smile the while you kiss me sad adieu. When the clouds roll by, I'll come to you. Then the skies will seem more blue. Down in Lover's Lane, my dear, wedding bells will ring so merrily. Every tear tonight in dreamland, under the silvery moon. Meet me tonight in dreamland, where love's sweet roses bloom. Come with the love light gleaming in your dear eyes of blue. Meet me in dreamland, sweet dreamy dreamland.
Frank, it was real smooth, real silky, boy.
Thank you, Bing. It was real nice working with you.